This is 90.7 FM WGXE Hudson Catskill, the station that everyone loves.
The views expressed by on-air volunteer hosts do not reflect the views of Wavefarm or WGXE. WGXE is nonpartisan and does not endorse or support political candidates. To participate in WGXE's on-air dialogue, dial 518-622-2598 to either call in live to the studio or record a 3-minute message for broadcast expressing your point of view, or send an email to info@wgxe.org.
El patrocinio de WGXC es proporcionado en parte del Movimiento Santuario del Condado de Columbia, presentado el Latinx Día de Familia en Return Brewing en Hudson de 1 a 7 p.m. el domingo 7 de septiembre. El evento contará con actuaciones de Alejandra Mariachi, clases de baile y actuaciones de Afro-Andean Funk, un payaso, pintura facial y comida mexicana de Tequila Sunrise. Para más información, visita sanctuarycolumbiacounty.org/LatinxFestival.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Dave Bolovice of Philmont, New York. WGXC supporters care deeply about creative community radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
Ever since songwriters started writing songs, they have written songs about a rose.
About a rose.
Red roses, blue roses, old roses, new roses. Roses from the south and east and west. But here's the rose song that I love the best.
The best.
Show me a rose, I'll show you a girl who cares. Show me a rose, or leave me alone. Show me a rose, I'll show you a stag at bay. Show me a rose, or leave me alone. She taught me how to do the tango, down where the palm trees sway. I called her Rosa Mia, and she called a spade a spade. Show me a rose, I'll show you a storm at sea. Show me a rose, or leave me alone. One night in Bixby, Mississippi, we watched the clouds roll by. I said, my dear, how are you? And she whispered, so am I. Show me a rose, I'll show you a girl named Sam. Show me a rose, or leave me alone.
Show me a rose.
Show me. Make believe that you don't know me until you show me a rose,
a fragrant rose.
sugar in my bowl. I want a little sweetness down in my soul. I could stand some loving, oh so bad. I feel so funny, I feel so sad. I want a little steam on my clothes. Maybe I can fix things up so they'll go. What's the matter, Daddy? Come on, save my soul. I need some sugar in my bowl. I ain't fooling. I want some sugar in my bowl. You've been acting different, I've been told. Soothe me, I want some sugar in my bowl. I want some steam on my clothes. Maybe I can fix things up so they'll go. What's the matter, Daddy? Come on, save my soul. I want some sugar in my bowl. I ain't fooling. I want some sugar in my bowl.
Welcome everybody back here to Gregory Forte's Radio Museum. What I get to do every time I'm on the air is I get to play some voices from radio's past, some storytellers, some raconteurs, some after-dinner speakers. Tonight we're going to hear a 1951 recording of Mr. Lord Buckley. Now, Lord Buckley was quite a character, I'll tell you. He was around in the 30s and 40s. He was very acrobatic and kind of out there. The people who've championed him now were people like, I guess, in the day he was a big influence for the 50s comedians, Lenny Bruce, real big influence, and later Robin Williams and Tom Waits and people like that. Anyway, he had a great act. He pretended to be this sort of aristocratic guy and told really long stories and recited speeches in his own language. So we're going to hear a 1951 recording of Lord Buckley talking about the subconscious mind. Because Lord Buckley was around in the day of Cab Calloway, we're going to hear a Cab Calloway song, but that's after we hear a couple of tunes. We're going to make room here for Mr. Fats Domino. So thanks for listening, everybody, for Gregory Forte's Radio Museum.
Then I won't want you. You can cry. You will ha ha ha. If you're wondering why I don't look at you when I'm rolling by, I'm gonna be a wheel someday. I'm gonna be somebody. I'm gonna be a real gone cat. Then I won't want you. Then I won't want you. Everything gonna go my way, and I won't need nobody. I'm gonna be a real gone cat. Then I won't want you. You will cry. You will cry. You'll be wondering why I don't look at you when I go rolling by. I'm gonna be a wheel one day. I'm gonna be somebody. I'm gonna be a real gone cat. Then I won't want you.
Someday I'm gonna be rich, and someday I'm gonna be bonafide. Someday I'm gonna be just like Steve Willoughby, but today I'm simply terrified. I'm terrified. Someday I'm gonna be right, and someday I'm gonna be smarter, smarter than smart. Someday I'll know something, just like Larry King. But today I don't know where to start. I don't know where to start. Someday I'm gonna be hot. Someday I'm gonna be big, or bigger than big. Someday I'll be adored, just like Wally George. But today I ain't worth a fig. I ain't worth a fig. Someday I'm gonna be good. Someday I'm gonna be virtuous. Someday I'll be a paragon like Louis Farrakhan. But today I'm a mess. I'm in a mess. Someday I'm gonna be cool. Someday I'm gonna kick major butt. Someday I will transcend, just like Jane's Addiction. But today I am in a rut. I'm in a rut. Someday I'll get a career. Someday I'm gonna stop wasting all my time. Someday I'll gain a skill, just like Deborah Norville. But today I ain't worth a dime. I ain't worth a dime.
I want to thank Fats Domino for reminding us that one day he's going to be a wheel. I've never heard of that expression before. And then after that, Vic Chestnut told us about one day being adored, just like Wally George. Anyway, on to Lord Buckley. what can be said. The piece I'm going to play you is about 4 minutes. It's about the subconscious mind. It's him on stage in Chicago in 1951 with a small piece, drummer, I think a horn player somewhere. And after that, we're going to hear some Cab Calloway, who was sort of a contemporary of him in the day. Enjoy.
Subconscious mind, my lords, my ladies, gentlemen. Have you ever swung along a beautiful country road with a gleam of sweet life in the air, groovy with gold in your pocket, riding a wild set of wheels at an easy pace? Are you there? Everything is smooth and cool. There's some traffic, but not too much traffic. But it's all right, you see, because you've got everything covered. You understand? And you're driving along in the feel of the sun and the radio swinging a beautiful, crazy, wild tune. And you feel so good, you feel right in there tight. And you feel it. Yes. And suddenly your mind goes over to Hitleyville. You start thinking about a beautiful girl that you met there 5 years ago. And what a gasser she was. Oh, oh, take me now! Beautiful. Have your nose rubbed in a rose garden so many roses you can't feel later. You've been thinking about how charming she was, how gracious her people were, what a ball you had, what a beautiful time, how sweet, how generous, how crazy, how like a home in a home in a home in a home home. Kick it was. And you've got to think of how you went out to the lake and you, man. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, yes, yes. And you go many, many other places along that Rosetta, the Reverie Creek, and all of a sudden you say, "What am I doing? Is everything all right? I haven't hit anything. I don't think I have. No. Those fenders all right? Yes. Good. Excellent. Well, better watch what I'm doing here." Who do you think's been driving while you were gone? Get that dog out of here, Jim, so help me God, I'll grill him!
Don't shoot him, Fred, he's a pervert.
What's that cat there?
Must be full of reefers.
Full of reefers?
Yeah, man.
You mean that cat's high?
Sailing.
Sailing?
Lightly.
Get away from here.
Man, is that the reefer, man?
That's the reefer, man.
I believe he's losing his mind.
I think he's lost his mind.
Talking to that reefer man.
Reefer man.
Have you ever met funny reefer man?
Reefer man.
Have you ever met funny reefer man?
Reefer man.
If he says he walks the ocean, anytime he takes a notion, then you know you're talking to the reefer man.
Reefer man.
cause watermelon pickle, then you know you're talking to that reefer man.
Reefer man.
Have you ever met funny reefer man?
Reefer man.
Have you ever met a funny reefer man?
Reefer man.
If he takes a sudden mania, wants to give you Pennsylvania, then you know you're talking to the reefer man. Have you ever met a funny reefer man? Have you ever met a funny reefer man? If he says Wall Street is funny, cause he won't sell the Atlantic, then you know you're talking to that reefer man.
Strange enchanted boy, they say he wandered very far, very far, over land and sea. A little shy and sad of eye, but very wise was he. And then one day, a magic day, he passed my way, and while we spoke of many things, fools and kings, this he said to me: the great thing you'll ever learn is just to love and be loved in return.
It's been a long time since I drank champagne. The ocean is blue as your eyes. I'm gonna take it with me when I go. Old long since gone, now way back when we lived on Coney Island. take it with me when I go far, far away. The train whistle blows. Wherever you're going, wherever you've been, waving goodbye at the end of the day. You're up and you're over and you're far away. Always for you and forever yours. It felt just like the old days. We fell asleep on Beulah's porch. I'm gonna take it with me when I go. All broken down by the side of the road. I was never alive or more alone. I've worn the faces off all the cards. I'm gonna take it with me when I go. Children are playing at the end of the day. Strange. Singing on our love. It's got to be more than flesh and bone. All that you love is all you've owned. In a land there's a town, and in that town there's a house, and in that house there's a woman, and in that woman there's a heart I love. I'm gonna take it with me when I go. I'm gonna take it.
Thank you. tomato.
Can't take two. Take two, baby.
This is a recipe for slow roasted oven tomatoes. Take as many plum tomatoes as you'd like, half them, brush them with olive oil. Take a head of garlic, remove 6 or 8 cloves, and on a nonstick baking sheet, put the tomatoes cut side down. Sprinkle the cloves of garlic around on the baking sheet. Sprinkle a tablespoon of kosher salt on top. And set your oven at 325 degrees and slow roast them for 1.5 to 2 hours. You can serve them over pasta. You can put them on bread. You can eat them as a side dish. You can sprinkle them with chopped basil. Enjoy.
He was a carpenter kitty. Now, Dinesh was a kind of a cat that come on so cool and so groovy and so with it that when he laid it down, it stayed there. Now, see, all the rest of the cats said, man, look at that cat wheel. He's wheeling up a storm up there. He's laying it down right. He'll get off my back, Jack. What's the matter with you? I'm trying to hear what the cat's putting down. They're pushing the Naz to dig his miracle lick. And the Naz say,
cool babies, clap for me.
Cool babies. Tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to take 2, 4, 6, 8 of you cats, but I'm going to take all 12 of you studs and straighten you all at the same time. Say, you cats look like you're pretty hip. You say, you buddy with me. So the Naz and his buddies was goofing off down the boulevard one day, and they run into a little cat with a bent frame. So the Naz look at this little cat with a bent frame, and he say, what's the matter with you, baby? Little cat with a bent frame, he said, my frame is bent, Naz. Say, it's been bent from in front. So the Naz look at the little cat with the bent frame, and he put the golden eyes of love on this here little kitty, and he look right down into the window of the little cat's soul, and he say to the little cat, he say, striking, boom, up went that cat like an arrow, and everybody jumping up and down say, look what the Naz put on that boy. You dug him before, said, re-dig him now. Everybody talking about the Naz, what a great cat he was, how he swung with the glory of love, how he straightened out all the squares, how he stunted to the money changer's card and kicked the short change all over the place and knocking the corners off the squares, how he put it down to the cat, dug it, didn't dig it, put it down twice, dug it, didn't dig it, put it down the third time, dug it, boom, walked away with his eyes bugging me out here, bumping into everybody. And they're pulling on the Naz's coattail. They want him to sign the autograph. They want him to do a gig here, do a gig there, play the radio, play the video. He can't make all that jazz. Like I explained to you, he's a carpenter kid, he got his own lick. But when he know he should go and show and blow, and cannot go, because he got too much strain on him, straighten out the squares. He sends a couple of these cats to his hippin. So came a little 60-cent gig one day, and the Naz was in the bind. And he put it on a couple of boys. Said, boy, take care of that for me. What'd you say? Take it off your wig, Naz. We'll cool it. And he started out straightening it out for the Naz. And he got about halfway over to where they're going. And he came to a little old 20-cent pool of water. And he got right in the pool of water with the boat. And all of a sudden, blam, the lightning's flashing and the thunder roared. And the boat is going up and down. And these poor cats figured every minute going to be the last. And one cat look up and here come the Naz. Cool as anyone you see, right across the water, stomping. And there's a little cat on board, I think his name is Jude. He say, hey, Naz, can I make it out there with you? And then Naz say, make it, Jude. And old Jude went stomping off that boat, took 4 steps, dropped his whole cart. Naz had to stash him back on board. So the Naz say, he say, what's eating the trouble here, boys? He say, you hitting on that SOS bell pretty hard. He say, you gonna bend that bell knocking on it like that. Well, the cat said, what's eating the trouble? He say, Lord, he say, can't you see the storm storming and the lightning flashing and the thunder roaring? And the Naz say, I told you stay cool, didn't I? not me. To the people that don't know, that means to believe. To stay cool is to be, to have the sweet fragrance of serenity rock your wig. See. So now everybody's talking about the Naz. Oh, this beautiful swinging man. How he's setting the country on fire with great sparks of great love. Like a swinging non-stop satellites going through all the lanes and valleys and alleys and putting down the scene with such beauty and such power and such charm that they now sparks 75 feet long shooting out of the grapevine. And they now got 5,000 of these little cats and kitties in the Naz's hometown where the cat lives looking to get straight. Well, he knows he can't straighten them there. It's too small a place to want to hang everybody up. So the Naz backed away a little bit, and he look at these cats and the kitties, and he say, come on, babies. Let's cut on out down the bike. And there went the Naz. These 5,000 cats and kitties are stomping up a storm. Behind him there's a great love river joy. It's going like a great chain through these gorgeous cats and kitties as they're swanging along in the beat of the Naz. And the birds are flying along one side and singing love songs to these cats and kitties. And it's a great jubilee of love. And the Naz talking about hopping in the hour, hopping in the flower, hopping to you, hopping to me, hopping to the tree. Naz had them pretty eyes. He wanted everybody to see with the eyes and see how pretty it was. And they have such a glorious swinging time that before you know it, they were 42 miles out of town. Ain't nobody got the first biscuit. So the Naz look at them cats and kitties and they say, you hungry, ain't you, babies? And the cats say, yeah, Naz say we's digging so hard what you're putting down. We didn't prepare, say we goofed. So the Naz say, well, we got to take it easy here. We wouldn't want to go ahead and order up something you might not like, would we? And they said, sweet double hip, miss, you put it down, and we'll pick it up. And the Naz step away a little bit, and he put a glorious sound of love on. He said, oh, sweet swinging flowers of the field. And they said, oh, great non-stop singular sound of beauty. And he said, stomp upon the terror. They did. He said, lift your miracle of the body. The body went up. He said, lift your arm. The arms went up. He said, higher. They went higher. He said, dig infinity. And they dug it. And when they did, whap, there's a flash of thunder. Look at my hands, a great big stuff, sweet, swinging, smoked fish. And in the other, a long-gone crazy loaf of that southern homemade honey-tasting sweet bread. Why, these pole cats flipped. Naz never did nothing simple. When he laid it, he laid it. When the sails of the judges of a bunch of a bunch that it is sweet love.
A little madness in the spring. A little madness in the spring is wholesome even for the king. But God be with the clown who ponders this tremendous scene, this whole experiment of green, as if it were his own.
If you're a man.
On Rover, there's a service for every dog and cat. First, we offer overnight boarding. Your pet will stay overnight in your sitter's home and not only be...
A Clear Midnight by Walt Whitman. This is thy hour, O soul, thy free flight into the wordless, away from books, away from art, the day erased, the lesson done, thee fully forth emerging, silent, gazing, pondering the themes thou lovest best, night, sleep, and the stars.
Dum, 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 dum.
Only the lonely. Only the lonely.